I don't remember it all that.
How long ago was that? Several months.
Well, that's been a couple of years. Yeah, back. A year and a half, a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been over a year, I'd say.
Yeah. On Lone Pine, 360 Lone Pine, they do have, when they built the home, they built it as a vacation home. They knew that they may be bringing in their boat occasionally, and so that's why they added the extra parking space there. So you've got two circular parking areas.
And you're the realtor?
I am. And it's for this very reason of what just happened here. I don't want to operate my business misleading anyone from the beginning. And as you know, I was here for attempting to get a special use permit for a potential new buyer. And I understand that can't be done. But within a certain amount of time, I'm just wondering, is there some way that you guys would consider, the board, the commission would consider, maybe if we found a potential buy, if this property is approved for nightly rental, would it be possible to for the commission to consider it being as matter, maybe a matter of new business, to transfer it into a new person's name, transfer fee, or no? Okay. So there's no other avenue. I'm just trying to see, is there any other avenue of getting it some type of approval for a new owner without them having to wait 2 to 3 months finding out they've already paid for appraisals, they've already paid for inspections, and then 2 months later they find out they can't get you even use it for nightly rental for which they have desire to purchase it for. So is there any other avenue to get?
Well, the only one I would know is just the contingency of the contract.
But that's the real estate part. We've ever even talked about in here is just a contingency on the contract. In other words, you handle a sale, but there would be a contingency in there. If it did not go through, then they were not obligated to buy the home.
Right.
Because we have never done permits that are transferable in a special use permit.
Right. That I understand, and it's just that for a buyer to come in and pay all the fees that's required for all the inspections and for the appraisal, because they have a time frame within a contract. Some of that we could change to get the time frame within that, but they're still going to have to go through and do all these inspections.
I understand that too, but that's not our problem, because that, you know, we have our code that we're supposed to live by. Some people obviously think we don't, but we try. And so in order to accommodate something like that, there would have to be a change in our code before we could legally do it.
Even as a new business, or since you just, if you had approved for the Hughes to have a Division 3 permit, even that avenue wouldn't.
We couldn't guarantee that we would approve it for the next couple.
Okay.
No guarantees.
She still wants to pursue the Division 3 permit, or they do, for the property.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for her? Nope. You got any more questions?
I don't. That's.
I do. So what you're saying is you're going to be acting as the agent for the new owners.
Yes.
But the new owners, the property will not be in their name.
No, it will be in their name.
Okay.
It will be
the owners of the.
It will be sold to a new resident.
Yes.
A new owner. And so to keep the time frame down, I guess that's it, is to keep the time frame down where it would be feasible for someone to go ahead and do the inspection periods and the inspections and the appraisals without having to lose so much money during the process.
Well, their name, like on the application for this special permit use, and their name will have to be the one on it. You can act as an agent for that person, but they're the ones that have to sign the papers.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make that point clear.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got any questions for her? Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
John West.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to bring some issues to your attention regarding the property at 360 Lone Pine.
Oh, there she is. You might not want to leave for a bit.
Representing the Skyline neighborhood, we oppose the approval of the property located at 360 Lone Pine for nightly rental. A majority consensus of the property owners agree and do not want this approved for the following reasons. I'm going to start with a blog post from Charlie Gerken. He's a well-known realtor in the area, which you might be familiar with. This is dated September 11th, 2016. Want to get into the Branson nightly rental business? Here's a producer. So this is confirming by Charlie Gerken that it has been used illegally as a nightly rental already. Located in the Skyline neighborhood at 360 Lone Pine Road, this is one of a few homes in the area that can be placed on nightly rental. And it's what so many visitors pay top dollar for. An updated log home in the Ozark Mountains close to Table Rock Lake goes on and on. Now, Lita said she did not want to mislead anybody as far as, you know, the board here. So I'm going to go to realtor.com. This is the current MLS, which she would have approved and uploaded as an agent. The current reading that's being marketed for this property says reduced $20,000, and this was all produced today. True log home, fully furnished log home that sleeps up to 12. Great vacation home with possibility for nightly rental. When it goes on and on. A few things I'd like to give the board that you can keep. Would you like me to present them and pass them around or go through it and then leave them with you?
Go ahead and finish what you're doing.
There's several points here that I'd like to bring up. And I actually went to Google Street View and produced a street view today. The width of the street in front of the property is between 10 and 13 feet. I'd like to ask the board, is that considered a narrow street for two-way?
Where's Randy?
Yeah,
he's the man.
That would be a narrow street.
It's a very narrow street, and you mentioned, this doesn't have validity on this property necessarily. None of us has a crystal ball, but if we want to look to the future, we have to look to the past. 290 Lone Pine, which I've worked extensively with Bob, who no longer works here.
How wide did you say the road was?
I took a tape to it again before I left for the meeting, and the just one spot I noticed looked kind of narrow. It was about 10 foot 1 inch. Another, it looked like it was about, and that was where right where the trash can usually sits here on Google View, right on that little green portion. I don't think you can see it from an aerial. It was about 13. Lone Pine's a very narrow street. If you are walking on it, you have to get off onto the street just to let one, you know, onto the side.
Zoom out, please.
Yeah, and we're at one of the highest elevations there, about 1,250 feet at its peak, so drops off the back side of the mountain there. And there's a lot of issues.
You measured one, it was 10, and one, it was 13.
Right, just I'm telling you, it's not near the average width of a car 6 foot.
This is a Google view.
When you zoom out, they don't look too much different.
Go ahead.
One of the problems this presents is the back slope. And there's several issues here, but one, when you live on the side of a mountain, you do two things. One, leg grows longer, and B, you play in your 10-foot strip. That's an issue we have continually with 290 Lone Pine, the other approved property, is that people are not able to play in the backyard. It's unsafe. As we've been mentioning, we're trying to create hotels in the middle of neighborhoods, and it's not working. We've got big luxury homes that people can't afford, so they're having multiple families chip in, and what that ends up with is cars in the streets, boats in the street. I've logged 37 violations in the last 12 months on 290. I have HD audio and video recording of several incidents. This one is a girl that was hurt playing in the street, and that's generally what happens when you don't have anywhere else to play. I've watched football games happen. I've watched the largest African-American population I've seen in Branson, about 60 people at that house for reunion. This is a boat parked in the street. There's several
people.
Oh, here's an RV. And this is
wait
just...
Wait a minute. Sure. You're
getting ahead of
yourself. What happened to this girl?
She was playing in the street and tripped and fell on some part of the street and was hurt. I have a video recording. You see that's a screenshot of the video. I don't know how bad she got hurt, but that's just an illustration of what happens. It's just not a good area to have bring in 15, 20 people in a home. Let's see. This is an RV.
She fell in the street and was hurt. She wasn't hit by a vehicle or something.
No, she was not. That's an RV sticking out of the parking spot at 290. One of the, here's some close-ups of a boat that was parked, because this is what happens. You say no boats, and they end up bringing boats.
Okay, why don't you just leave the pictures with us and go ahead with your...
Okay, back to this property. I've got to print out several issues. One of the things that Lita has that she's marketing right now is there's a great stainless steel grill for a large gathering or a picnic. I agree with that. It's great. I'd like to have it. It's in concrete. It's also a few seconds from the road. There's a reason why we don't put barbecue grills on 76 a few feet from the road and tell people to congregate around them. It's unsafe. Maybe not unsafe for a family, but it's unsafe if you've got kids out there playing. So I think it's a bad idea to make it a nightly rental based on that. Also, the deck is non-compliant. About a 20 to 30-foot drop, certain depth. According to a pediatrician, if they fell from that length, there are some big gaps on the deck itself. If this was approved, I did some research. This is what I'd recommend. It's available at Lowe's. It would need to be latticed to make it safe for kids all the way around. But the backyard's not usable, so they're just going to use the front. The circle drive was something else she mentioned. It's not really a circle. It's more of a shallow arc, only wide enough for one car. I have some experience driving over the road. I can tell you, pulling a boat, most people, you know, you may be able to pull a boat in and out of there, but what's going to happen, they're going to block that circle drive. They're going to end up parking in the street. They park at the street at, I think it's 290, as we mentioned, all the time. And I've got more I can leave you. Several violations of that. Let's see, what are some other issues? Noise and safety, I guess, is the main thing, as it is brought to this board a lot. When you bring that amount of people in, especially with a luxury home, everybody ends up going in on it. And, you know, I'm sorry, it's just, there's going to be noise. You can't stop it. You can't stop people coming and going all times of night and day. And I think, as Charlie Gerken put it quite well, this is an income producer. That's what it's about. It's not about someone really needing, you know, to make this property accommodate more people. They're just wanting to increase the selling price. It's about the money. If they can get it as a nightly rental, they can market it to people out of state. They can make more revenue with it. But it's not what our neighborhood needs, and certainly not on a street that's 10 to 13 foot wide. So,
you're up to 7 minutes, sir.
Okay. So. I'll leave you all these, and I guess I'm probably good. The only thing I didn't provide you, which is available online, is the deck. You can see how it's very unsafe. So.
You give us a picture?
So that's the thing I've got. Thank you for your time.